Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 82. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 56. Highs level off around 88. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Ample sunshine and dry Wednesday and Thursday, upper 90s, Wednesday, mid 80s by Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. 12 people were dead after a skydiving plane crashed in Missouri, just south of Kansas City. It happened just before noon Sunday near the Butler Memorial Airport. The NTSB and FAA now investigating. The Ellsworth County Sheriff's Office investigating a deadly crash that happened early Sunday morning. They say the crash was discovered on Old U.S. 40 west of Ellsworth, with a driver found dead at the scene. So far, no additional information has been released. All forms of the substance kratom will be illegal in Kansas in a matter of weeks. Kratom and 7-O-H will be illegal beginning July 1st when a new state law takes effect. Addiction treatment centers say they are preparing for an increase in patients seeking help as they experience kratom withdrawals. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A Northwest Kansas company is helping bring a new aviation technology to market with assistance from Kansas State University's Technology Development Institute. RPMC, LLC of Almena, has developed a specialized aircraft moving device designed to help maintenance and repair facilities safely maneuver aircraft on airport ramps and inside crowded hangars. The goal is to improve efficiency and make better use of limited hangar space while offering a more affordable option than equipment currently available on the market. After creating an initial prototype, RPMC partnered with the Northwest Kansas Economic Development Innovation Center and K-State's Technology Development Institute to further develop the product. The team worked together to secure funding, conduct market research, and design a second-generation prototype featuring a battery-powered drivetrain and wireless remote control capabilities. The new system is designed to move a wide range of aircraft, from small planes to regional jets and even larger aircraft, such as Boeing 737s and Airbus A320s. Project leaders say years of development, testing, and customer feedback have helped move the product closer to commercialization and real-world use. The collaboration highlights how partnerships between rural Kansas businesses, economic development organizations, and Kansas State University can help turn innovative ideas into market-ready products while supporting entrepreneurship and economic growth across the state. A Kansas Department of Transportation bridge repair project on U.S. 183 in northern Ellis County has been postponed. Work on the Saline River Bridge, located approximately 14 miles north of Hays, was scheduled to begin in early May, but has been delayed due to contractor scheduling issues. A revised start date has not been determined. KDOT will provide updates as they become available. For current road conditions, visit candrive.gov or call 511. For updates on highway projects in Northwest Kansas, visit kansas.gov/northwestnews. The City of Norton would like to remind community members, due to drought conditions affecting northwest Kansas and the city, an executive order has been issued by the mayor placing water conservation practices in effect as of May 21st. The restrictions include outdoor watering, including irrigation of lawns, shrubs, flowers, trees, gardens, and other vegetation using potable water is prohibited between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Properties with even-numbered addresses may water on even-numbered calendar days. Properties with odd-numbered addresses may water on odd-number calendar days. Violations of these restrictions may result in a civil penalty of $25 per day per violation. A special permit may be issued by the city office to allow for watering of newly seeded lawns or sod. Properties using private wells are exempt from these restrictions. However, a private well permit must be obtained from the city office and visibly posted. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
A company developing an underground nuclear reactor project in Parsons is moving forward with plans to raise more than $40 million through a public stock offering. California-based Deep Fission recently filed updated paperwork with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission outlining plans to offer 2.5 million shares of stock at an expected price between $16 and $18 per share. The company hopes to use the funds to support its pilot reactor project at the Great Plains Industrial Park in Parsons. Deep Fission is developing what it calls a gravity reactor, a nuclear reactor designed to operate in boreholes drilled about a mile underground. The company has already completed its first test well and says the next steps include drilling a commercial-scale borehole and deploying a prototype reactor. The company plans to seek a commercial license from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission in early 2027. Deep Fission has applied to list its stock on the NASDAQ exchange under the symbol FISN. However, the offering will move forward only if the listing is approved. Company filings acknowledge the project carries significant risks because the technology has not yet been proven on a commercial scale and could face delays, increased costs, or engineering challenges. The project has generated both interest and concern in Southeast Kansas, with some residents questioning the use of the new technology and calling for additional scrutiny as development moves forward. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach announced Friday that Kansas and a coalition of states and organizations have successfully concluded their legal challenge to a Biden administration Title IX rule. The rule would have expanded federal protections based on gender identity and affected policies involving school bathrooms, locker rooms, and athletic participation. Kansas joined a coalition in 2024 that challenged the rule in federal court. According to the Attorney General's office, court rulings prevented the rule from taking effect, and a separate federal court decision later found the regulation unlawful on a nationwide basis. State officials say the legal challenge has now come to an end, with the coalition formally prevailing after the rule's defenders chose not to continue further legal action. The Title IX rule had generated significant debate nationwide over how schools should address issues involving biological sex, gender identity, student privacy, and participation in athletics. The Attorney General's office says the outcome means the challenged rule will not take effect, bringing the legal dispute to a close. I'm Joanna. Your KQ&K News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As of Saturday, because we have not seen an update as of yet today, there have been 12 cases of New World screwworm that have been confirmed by the USDA APHIS, 6 Texas counties and 1 New Mexico county that involve cattle, goats, sheep, and a dog. They have been going as far north as Tom Green County, Texas, which does include the county seat of San Angelo. Now, we don't know or confirm that it is around San Angelo, but that's as far north as they've gotten. That is about 50 to 100 miles to the southwest of the Fort Worth, Texas area. So something to keep an eye on here. I'm sure we will get further updates and an update here later today. In other news, providing support and technical assistance to our nation's small and very small meat and poultry processing facilities is the motive behind the Agriculture Department's recently announced Small Processors Action Plan. Rod Bain has more.
As observed during the recent roundtable on American agriculture in Wisconsin by Badger State meat processor and National Football League Hall of Fame offensive lineman Joe Thomas.
As a farm-to-table beef producer, we see one of the biggest bottlenecks in our country is the lack of small packing and processing plants.
That is where increasing federal support for small and very small meat and poultry processing plants through the recently announced USDA Small Processors Action Plan comes in.
Providing customer service and technical assistance to these plants when needed so that they can continue to operate and FSIS doesn't have any barriers to them in meeting our food safety standards.
Undersecretary for Food Safety Mindy Brashear says the plan's focus points include improved USDA customer service and responsiveness to processor requests, clearer language of requirements, and easier navigation of USDA systems and reducing regulatory burdens.
This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Cattlemen, anaplasmosis is a disease that's all too familiar. This costly cattle disease is spread by ticks, horseflies, and such nasty little critters. Valley Vet Supply can help you select effective insecticides to control these ticks and flies, as well as the convenient application methods. From mist sprays and pour-on to cattle rubs and dust bags, Valley Vet has the proper insecticide choices and application tools. Check out the Bullmaster mineral feeders with kill cover lids and the popular CO2-powered insecticide guns, now with two insecticide options. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, it looks like we can expect to see a slightly below average day across the region for today. We're looking at highs primarily lingering in the low to mid 80s, some areas even getting into only the upper 70s for the east central and southeastern portions of the state. The entire state should be around about the mid to upper 80s, even around about 90 degrees for south central portions of the state, so just slightly below average for this time of the year. South central parts of Kansas are expecting to be our warmest spots into the mid 80s, so at least we've got that pattern still going on. And then with that, it looks like mostly sunny skies developing across the entire state, with the exception of the central portions of Kansas this afternoon. More of that mixture of clouds and sunshine, but a little bit less cloud cover overall compared to earlier on today. And then for tonight, it looks like we can expect to see overnight lows dropping into the 60s for the eastern half of the state, the 50s for the western half, with partly cloudy skies. And it also looks like a chance for some rain showers coming in. It looks like primarily in the evening hours for the southwestern portions of the state. And as we get to the overnight, starting to come into the south central portions, north central and northeastern parts as we get through the overnight. By Tuesday, a little bit warmer. It still looks like mid to lower 80s expected for the eastern portions of the state, but then for the central and western parts, lingering in the upper 80s to even the lower 90s. Some locations actually for south central portions of Kansas getting into the mid 90s. Along with that, maybe still a few spotty areas of some showers, maybe some rumbles of thunder for the south central and southeastern portions of the state. And as we get throughout the rest of the day, we are expecting to see skies becoming mostly sunny throughout the state tomorrow. By Wednesday, that warm front pushes through, will linger in the 90s for the extreme eastern portions of the state, getting up to around 100 or even slightly above it for the central and western portions, with mostly sunny skies throughout the day. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
You say you'd never give in to a meltdown. Never let kids' toys take over the house. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You'd never plan your life around their schedule. Never lick your thumb to clean their face. And you'd never let them leave the house looking like less than their best. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. Never let them stay up too late. And never let them run wild through the grocery store.
Clean up on aisle 6. And aisle 3.
So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.